Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Corin Keats Carney. When the North Valley Food Bank in Whitefish opened its redesigned building in 2013, it became unique among Montana food banks. Longtime food bank volunteer Jerry Quinn walks under a hook hanging from the ceiling, over floor drains and past silver counters and a shelf of knives, and shows off the tools in the Roadkill Butcher Shop. One tool looks like something found on a construction site.
Okay, our primary tool, of course, is this baby here. Somebody came in and says, "You mean you cut your meat up with a sawzall?" Yeah, is there any other way?
Until 2013, it was illegal for the public in general to salvage roadkill in Montana. But local game wardens have been bringing vehicle tenderized meat to the Whitefish Food Bank since the 1980s. Here's game warden Chris Crane.
It works great for us. So if we see a collision or injured wildlife, we can either get it to them or they can get it so that it doesn't go to waste and it cleans up the roads. And then it's not a potential violation for someone else is tempted to take it. Because previous to the roadkill salvage permit, you could not legally possess that animal because it wasn't taken legally. Because by killing something with a car, it's not a legal means of take.
Before the food bank's new shop, volunteers would butcher in garages and backyards. And as far as a health concern about all this, Joe Russell of the Flathead City County Health Department says as long as the animal isn't on the road too long and it's prepared and stored properly, it should make for some good eating.
It's clearly a roadkill would come with shattered bones, broken bones, you know. So when you butcher it, you're going to have to be careful, making sure that you get any bone fragments out if there are any. But generally, you know, if it, I hate to say this because I have hit a few deer, but if it's a nice hit, you know, the deer meat is in good condition.
Jerry Quinn and the other volunteers who process the meat say they wouldn't serve anything they wouldn't take home themselves. Daniel Cassa asks for roadkill every time the food bank has it. He's been a client for about 2 years.
My wife and I were both recipients of the food bank, and that's one of the reasons we come here is to have the opportunity to get some wild game. And we've been very blessed, and we've been able to get elk and deer on a regular basis. And most of the time, it's, of course, it comes from roadkill, but also from the terrain. And it's just amazing to not have to have less waste when it comes to something like that.
Under the 2013 roadkill salvage law, people must notify Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks within 24 hours of picking up an animal. Since the law was put into effect, Montanans have salvaged over 1,000 animals, whereas before the law, they'd be left on the side of the road for the game warden and the food bank. Flathead County has more roadkill salvage permits filed than any other county in the state. The North Valley Food Bank has seen its own roadkill harvest drop from about 70 animals a year to about 10 or 15. Jerry Quinn says other people are finding the roadkill faster than their volunteers can.
So, I mean, right now, I hardly ever call the meat crew in.
But Quinn doesn't think that's necessarily a bad thing, because the other people picking up the roadkill might need it too. Daniel Cassa says he harvests roadkill along with visiting the food bank.
I mean, if you're hungry, you'll eat. And there's just nothing wrong with it. It's not bruised or anything. And when it's an elk, it's got hit by the train. But it tastes fine, and it's better than low-quality food.
To date, 228 roadkill salvage permits have been filed in Flathead County since 2013. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.